Guitarist and singer Ali Farka Touré of Mali died Tuesday of bone cancer. He was one of the best-known African performers in the world. He broke through to a Western audience when he collaborated with Rye Cooter in 1994 on the Grammy Award-winning album Talking Timbuktu. Touré won a second Grammy this year for his album In the Heart of the Moon. Music critic Milo Miles has a remembrance.
Ever since his first American albums came out in the late 1980s, Ali Farka Touré could not escape comparisons with classic blues players. He was ambivalent about it. He said that John Lee Hooker's influence on his playing was no different than that of the Tamashek people in North Mali, and in fact, that the blues grew out of African styles like his, not the other way around. The comparison was apt for more than musical reasons. Touré's work and life showed a dignity, gravity, and integrity that recalled the most noble of the old-time blues masters. Growing up without schooling in the desert country of Mali, his childhood fascination with music did not thrill his family of hardscrabble farmers. But Touré persisted. Although he worked as a taxi driver and a radio engineer in the 60s, he always gave concerts and even led bands. He could sing in 10 languages. The subtitle of his 1987 U.S. debut told the simple truth. 10 songs from the legendary singer from Mali. He had been a huge national star for decades and saw little reason to spend much time away from his country. Touré also resembled the blues greats in that he was adept at writing songs about issues like apartheid and all sorts of everyday matters like schooling, farm labor, fighting locusts, and in the following number, praising a sacred mountain, Hagana. Touré never made a weak record, though his earliest sides from the 70s have very wispy sound. His 1987 release, Ali Farka Touré, and a follow-up called The River, are his most potent, straightforward albums. And of course, his most famous release is Talking Timbuktu with Rye Cooter. With more musicians and fancier production than usual, Talking Timbuktu has much beauty and helped a wider audience hear Touré. It's a bit sweetened, though. There's some dabs of golf course in the desert. Talking Timbuktu sold well outside the regular world music audience and brought Touré his largest crowds and longest tours. He found international fame exhausting and distracting, however. In 1997, he declared he was retiring from music to go back to his hometown, Niafunke, and to his first love, farming. But just 2 years later, he made his masterpiece, recorded in and named after Niafunke. It was largely performed on traditional folk instruments, but it has the heft of all Touré's experiences in it, and the desert soul of Niafunke seems to creep into the music. Or perhaps the soul of Niafunke is Touré himself. He did become mayor in 2004. He operated a large rice farm, oversaw vast irrigation projects, sponsored and helped record young musicians, and supported his many children. He knows all about that. Ali Touré was given the name Farka because he was his parents' 10th child and the first to survive to adulthood. Farka means donkey, and it properly honors the man. Tough, determined, hardworking, good to have around.
Music critic Milo Miles. Ali Farka Touré died Tuesday of bone cancer. He was in his mid-60s.